Malachi, chapter 2. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then I will send the curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you don't lay it to heart. Look, I will rebuke your seed, and will spread feces on your faces, even the feces of your feasts, and you will be taken away with it. And you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may be with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear, and he feared me, and stood in awe of my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. But you have turned aside out of the way, you have caused many to stumble in the law, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore I have also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according to as you have not kept my ways, but have had respect of persons in the law. Don't we all have one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we betray every man against his brother, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has betrayed, and a disgusting thing is done in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah has profaned the holiness of Yahweh which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. Yahweh will cut off, to the man who does this, him who wakes and him who answers, out of the tents of Jacob, and him who offers an offering to Yahweh of hosts. And this again you do, you cover the altar of Yahweh with tears, with weeping, and with sighing, insomuch that he does not regard the offering anymore, neither receives it with goodwill at your hand. Yet you say, why? Because Yahweh has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, whom you have betrayed, though she is your partner, and the wife of your covenant. And no one who does this has part of the Spirit remaining in him, neither is such a one seeking a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and do not betray the wife of your youth. For he who hates, divorces, says Yahweh, the God of Israel, and he will cover his garment with violence, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you do not betray the wife of your youth. You have wearied Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, in what have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the eyes of Yahweh, and he delights in them, or where is the God of justice?